know, stuck with it and just got used to how this team plays. I think it's obviously going to be a work in progress. And, I just have to make sure that I'm, you know, just getting better every shift and learning how to play with these guys out here, because we play a lot of fun out there and a lot of speed and skill. And as it goes along here, really
settling down a little to see what's going on for you.
Yeah, that always helps when you get that one to go in. And you know, I think for me it was really just getting a puck to the net and hoping for the best. It seemed to be there most of the night, those shooting lanes, and it was just one of those ones that kind of look and everyone else starts celebrating before you, so you figure something good happen.
You've been through this before, you come with me too. Is there a time frame, when you start to feel comfortable? Because I imagine just 3 or 4 preseason games isn't enough.
No, I think, you know, it's just a matter of me getting myself up to speed. I think it's, you know, whether it's 3, 5 games, whatever it is, it's just on me to make sure that I'm, you know, going tomorrow, looking at some clips and making sure that I'm talking with the coaches and talking with Victor, a few some plays, and all those little things seem to help you as you get the games. And really what it comes down to is just not thinking. You know, I think once the systems and everything start really showing up, second nature, then it's all way.
Garden notorious for being loud, but how was that MLA arena crowd?
Oh, that was unbelievable. Those fans were rocking, and you know, even after they tied up there in the third, you know, we did a good job of staying positive, obviously. But you know, the crowd doesn't get you down here. They're right there to pick you up after moments like that. And that's huge.
I know you weren't a part of it last year, but this team ran away with a lot of games in the regular season. Is it maybe better to have these types of wins, these tight wins?
Yeah, I think these build a lot of character for a team. And, you know, whether we're going through this now or you know, game 60, you know, it's important that we're fighting those little challenges in the season. And, you know, games right now are not going to be the cleanest, but we have to make sure that we're doing little things right and working hard and establishing our identity early and making sure that that's something that's constant throughout the game.
Kev, how was it playing with
Pat Maroon?
It seemed like you guys got stronger as the game went on.
Yeah, we thought we had a really good third period, and that was something that we just focused on coming in after the second. And we knew it wasn't the cleanest game yet, but we did a good job of being very deliberate with pucks and making sure that we were making the right plays and making strong plays and you know, really taking care of our zone.
The first goal, did you just get lost in the front of the net?
Yeah, it was you know, just a matter of blown assignment by me. I mean, it's a man-on-man system, and there are moments where we do want to outnumber the puck, and Victor, you know, separated Trocheck from the puck, and I just bit too early. So it's, you know, that's something that we definitely have harped on in camp that we want to take care of, and, you know, I know that one really pissed me off to blow my assignment there. I leave a guy like that, you know, wide open in the middle.
Yeah, obviously he's just been working with Hedman too, but he goes up in the play and the 2-on-1 dead and off, you know, he comes back, so you have to adjust where...
Yeah, you know, and I think it's just talking it out and making sure that we're all on the same page. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, a puck below the goal line behind our net is less dangerous there than in front. It's just a matter of, like I said this morning, being patient and listening to my own advice.
Thanks, Doug, for joining us.
Thank you.